Stand with us.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive.
may be seated. Comfort. Oh, comfort my people, says God. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The word of the Lord.
Peace of Christ be with you. I'm going to say that again. Peace of Christ be with you.
And also with
you. Second week of Advent, entering into the peace of God. There's plenty of announcements. Read them in your bulletin, right? Next week, I want to make sure you don't miss the Christmas concert. Hand this, the back of this bulletin out to your friends. Thank you. For leading us in worship, our special guests. You guys are ridiculously good. I think we should actually pass the peace amongst us for a couple of seconds, and then I'll pull us back together and we'll light the Advent candle. What do you think about that? Everybody, let's pass the peace of Christ amongst ourselves. Peace of Christ be with you. I'm going to peacefully ask that you return to your seats. And I'm going to invite the Farless family and beyond to the microphone. Don't worry, I won't hand the mic to you guys until everybody's settled down a little bit. This thing's not on. By the way, praise God for this new soundboard. I came in and I said, "Hey, Philip, how do you like it?" And he just lit up like a little kid and he said, "I really like it." A round of applause to the Lord. Yes. And then a round of applause to our band that's leading us in worship today. And with gratitude and peace, the Farless family will lead us, the Farless and Beyond family will lead us in lighting of the Advent candle.
Hi, I'm Pat Thompson, and I wanted to introduce my son-in-law, Jeff, and my grandson, Nathaniel, and his wife, Erica, my daughter, and Quinn are somewhere else, so they can't be here, so we are standing in their place. So.
So apparently I'm supposed to talk about peace, and that's what the candle is today. So peace is kind of a general term, but during the holidays I like to think of peace as growing oneness with the Lord. And the holidays give you plenty of opportunity to try to find oneness with the Lord. There's plenty of opportunities to that try to pull you away from that, whether it's disagreements with in-laws around the holidays. Or just general work being difficult during this time. There are always times that try to take away that peace from you. So during this time, I like to reflect upon finding that peace with the Lord. So when things do get difficult, I can always turn to Jesus and find that peace. And that makes the holidays a little bit easier to navigate and a little bit more fun as well.
John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid."
Of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth. Now that's a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Now Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Glorious song of hope, for angels. the long climbing way, with painful steps and slow. But now for glad and golden hours, come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside
Let's pray together. God of heaven, at the first Christmas, your angel announced, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Thank you for your peace, your Son Jesus promised, not as the world gives, but willing, deep, lasting, and abiding peace. Thank you that since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord of peace himself give us peace at all times and in every way. Grant that as far as it depends on us, we may live at peace with everyone, making every effort to do what leads to peace. So let the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, now and forevermore. Amen. I see next is our receiving of the offering, our tithes and offerings, and so I'd like to say a prayer before our offering. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your abundant generosity. As we give today, open our hearts to be more generous, reflecting your love. Bless these offerings to further your kingdom, and bless us as cheerful givers. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I invite the ushers to come forward to receive our tithes and offerings. Thank you.
A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You were blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said."
How still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the are made in me tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals feed, the angels keep their watch of wandering love.
Days are come, declares the Lord, when I will raise up David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior.
Right? I liked what you weave in the Leonard Cohen, oh, hallelujah. That's a sick arrangement. Should invite the band to sit down, probably? Yeah, I think that sounds good. Are you guys doing okay? Do you need to stand up real quick and sit down? I think that's a good idea. Everybody stand up, look to your right and look to your left and say, our gospel is peace. Our gospel is peace. That's what we just sang about. Second week of Advent, we're going through Henry Nouwen's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel devotional, and our text for this morning, Rebecca just read it for us, is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6, and it's in your orders of worship. And I recommend just looking at it. I'll read it in a second again. But before that, I wanted to just do an introduction. Once again, Jeremiah, known as the whining prophet, is, we talked about Isaiah. We kicked it off with Isaiah last week, and we talked about how the prophets We're looking back at what they're saying. And they're saying stuff about our past, their future. And they're saying stuff about our future. Does everybody follow that? And a friend of mine recommended this book by a poet. Actually, I'll go get it just so everybody will see what I'm talking about. It's by Malcolm Gwite. I think that's how you pronounce that. G-U-I-T-E. And it's called Waiting on the Word. And in his introduction, he talks about Advent being the celebration of the arrival, because Advent simply means arrival, like the advent of the wheel. So it has kind of an invention intertwined with its definition. The advent of time, like the beginning of time. And he also notes that you can't have adventure without Advent. But in his introduction, he talks about during the season in which we are right now, Advent, we're celebrating three arrivals. The first being Jesus coming as a baby, entering into our world, the Messiah. Eugene Peterson puts it, God moving into the neighborhood. So we're celebrating that, God moving into our neighborhood, meeting us where we are at. And then we're also celebrating his return. We're lifting our eyes up to that day where there will be no more suffering, no more cancer, no more sorrow, no more missing loved ones in holiday seasons. We will be made whole and we'll worship the Lord in his splendor. And it says scripture, the Spirit will come and wipe every tear from our eyes. And we learned last week, Isaiah giving us a snippet of defining heaven as being enveloped in the presence of God. So we celebrate that advent where we will someday be enveloped in the presence of God. And then this book really point, I kind of overlooked this. The third advent is we celebrate those moments where God meets us in the present. Those holy moments, right? When you lock eyes with, metaphorically, with your maker. And he enters into your day and goosebumps raise and wow, that was God. That was my maker. That was my Messiah. That was my Redeemer. We celebrate those present moments, right? Everybody following? Excellent. I'll try and speed up because we want to get back to Christmas caroling. I love Christmas caroling. I'm sorry for everyone who doesn't. That text is, let me read it once again. I'll read it right from the bulletin. The days are come, declares the Lord, when I will raise up David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. This is the word of the Lord. A couple things that the commentators taught me, and then I'll get to a brief what amazing message. One of them is, when it says, I will raise up David, a righteous branch, in the Hebrew, it's a shoot will raise out. And the phrase actually has a visual with it. It has a shoot, a new thing coming out of a fallen, rotting tree. So out of our rotten, a new holy path will be made. And then our Jewish poet, Robert Alter, he points out that name change at the end of our text, the Lord, our righteous King. Is a name change. You know, when someone would take a throne, their name would change, be changed, right? I don't know why I said right. Everybody, I was probably teaching everybody that, but. So, and Jeremiah is thinking, well, in context, he's thinking the next king, the king that he ends up talking about is named Zedekiah, which in the Hebrew means the Lord is righteous. But what comes out of Jeremiah's mouth and what comes out of the scriptures is Jesus, right? Our righteousness. Those are just little freebies that I wanted to share. I did all this homework. I got to share some of it, right? In the devotional, Nouwen says this, the Christian witness is a critical witness because the Christian professes that the Lord will come again and make all things new. Our testimony, our testify is critical. It's essential. Our voices, our individual voices need to be heard by this world that is hurting, that is dark. We are pieces of a puzzle, and we can't simply say, God save me, I'm not going to be involved. It's essential that the God who saved you comes, testimony of that truth comes out of your mouth. The devotional goes into courtroom dramas. Do you like courtroom dramas? I love courtroom dramas. What's your favorite courtroom drama? Shout them out. Law and Order, the original. She's old school. Linda's got it. Perry Mason. Perry Mason. Oh, you're trying to out old school the old school. I get it. Matlock. Okay. To Kill a Mockingbird. I can, you know, I can go back further. I've seen that stuff too. I was thinking, you know, a few good men. I love that one, right? The devotional mentions, and it's also one of my favorite parts of these things, is when a lawyer will object and say, hearsay. Or the lawyer's testifying, not asking questions, right? Busted. You know, you got to play by these rules. The point of the devotional is, same as Tim Sook used to always say over at Teen Challenge, you aren't grandfathered in. You aren't grandfathered in to your relationship with Jesus Christ. You can't ride anyone's coattails. You have to testify for yourself. But I'm saying, you got three avenues in which to do that. Do a little exercise with me. Kind of close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to reflect on answer some questions. When's the last time the Lord Jesus reigned in your life as king? When's the last time God brought justice and righteousness into your life? And when I'm doing this, as I'm saying this, there's times in the past, there's times currently that God has brought in the righteousness and justice, but there's also times in the future where you're seeking. I'm fostering those conversations with our Maker, those conversations with our God, so that we can open the pathways to testify, to talk about it, to God and to each other. When's the last time God saved you? That doesn't have to be the capital S, saved. Maybe a time that you were walking into a room like, I don't know how I'm going to walk out of this room. But God showed up and saved you. Some of us in here are going through some of the hardest times of your whole life. And this morning, I'm calling you to cling to the truth that he saved you in the past. It feels like he's not going to save you now, but he is going to save you in the future. When's the last time you felt the safety of dwelling in the presence of God? You guys, hopefully, you know, you could open your eyes at any point. A couple of you start snoring. That's when I get worried. Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, open our mouths that we might praise you. Open our mouths that we might cling to you. Open our mouths that we might cry for help. Open our mouths that we might testify. Testify to who you are to us as your people and as individuals. We pray all of this in the powerful name of our Messiah, our God who entered into our world as a baby, our God who took upon himself our sins and was crucified, dead, and buried, and raised on the third day. And we pray to the God who's coming back for us to put us in that seat of safety. And all God's people said, do you want them to stand while we sing Angels? Let's do it. Please stand and let's sing.
Well, we so enjoyed having you today for the annual Festival of Carols. We hope we moved it along for you, get you home. What did the angel say every time they appeared? Two words. Fear not. Fear not. So if you consider the words that Jason just delivered, and you consider the response of the angels, all of us are dealing with different things. I was rehearsing today, got notified that I was part of a data breach and my card was being used and all sorts of things and people are compromising my email. And so if you get anything from me email-wise or Facebook-wise or whatever else, it's not me. If it doesn't sound like me, it's not me. And those two words come to mind, because what do I automatically go into? What's happening? What have they gotten hold of? What have they made of purchase? All those things. And there is a natural fight or flee response that comes when we feel things that we don't have control over. But I have to practice peace through this as well. Power is residing within peace. Fear not. So as we sing this traditional carol in this contemporary way that we've done for 10 years now, angels we have heard on high, enjoy it, but also remember the message of the angels. Fear not.
That song a lot, man. And that pulls off like it's a miracle that makes you want to run to Latin, right? Oh, it just makes you want to run. I don't know. If I tackle you, I'm not going to. Make sure you come back next week, Christmas concert. Sing the Joy of Christmas with the Coastal California Chorale and Chamber Orchestra. And also notice that in your orders of worship, the Christmas Joy offering's coming up. But absolutely, everybody say thank you.
Rebecca Meyer and Michelle Phillips and the band.
And Danny Fenzenfeld. We're ready to rock right there. That was Dusty's fault. I saw him look at me. He's like, I don't want him to sing. And he just started jamming. I'm glad you guys rock. Dusty, thank you so much, Mark. Scotty, you guys are beautiful too. Timmy, yeah, you're hidden right behind there.
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. I already said Jeff, but you guys rocked out right when I said it. I said Jeff, and boom, he came in. Spotlight on him. Receive this morning's benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, that peace that passes all earthly understanding, the peace in which we were called to enter into right now, fear not. That peace, may that peace guard your hearts and your minds today, tomorrow, forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.